everyone. Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, the term we're going to talk about today is dialogue. It's spelled D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E. Now, dialogue is people talking to each other in a movie. That's one of the dialogues, okay, one of the definitions of dialogue. Now, the cool thing about dialogue is that it helps the movie move forward. Now, it's a very powerful factor because sometimes dialogue can be very interesting, like in movies like Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs, both, you know, written by Quentin Tarantino. But these movies, when you talk about dialogue, it makes people be interested in what's going on, and it gives the audience information on what is going on in the story, all right? So you kind of get an idea of what's happening within the film itself, and dialogue helps to move the story forward. Now, a lot of movies, however, have really bad dialogue, and you don't really want that good, bad dialogue inside your film. So what you want to do is, if you're a writer, think about how people naturally talk and how you can move the story forward using your dialogue. When you watch a film, you'll see how dialogue moves the actual story in the forward direction.
Don't you hate that?
Hate what?
Uncomfortable silences. Why do you feel it's necessary to yak about bullshit in order to be comfortable?
I don't know.
Okay? Anyway, coming up, American Slang.
I'm Duran. 今天在给您的影片叫 French Cheese， 它的意思是法国的吻。但是呢，中文的译名呢，你买这个 DVD 的话，它叫《情定巴黎》，是一个意思。下面给你播的这个片段呢，也会看到大主角、大明星叫 Meg Ryan， 就是演西雅图不眠夜的那个姑娘。那么下面这个场景讲的是什么呢？哎，她有一个未婚夫去了法国，爱上了别人。 他要去法国追回他丈夫，不是，是未婚夫，要去索回他的未婚夫。可是他偏偏呀，天生就有这个飞行的恐惧症，他是不敢坐飞机的。这一次他下了决心，生平第一次也要坐一次。好，去坐飞机的时候，他身边有一个小胡子，待会你会看到，这个很有魅力的男人是个法国人。可是 Meg Ryan， 他的影片里面叫 Kate，并不喜欢他。哎，两个人接下去会怎么发展呢？ 一起看一下片段。
What does a plastic do, huh? Now, if you will excuse me, I must go do as nature was intended. Pardon me.
好，各位来看看今天的美国俚语要教给你什么东西。来看这个句子，哎，这个句子叫 I must go do as nature intended.
I must go do as nature intended.
That's right. 就是这个短语叫 as nature intended. This phrase means to do something normal that doesn't require thought. 就是我们心里面想说的 as nature intended 是大自然的安排。那么它的实际意思是你本能的要求，你人本能的要求。 哎，我们说一句没有用的，跟这个电影里面没有关系的。我们口语里面有一个句子叫 I got a call from nature， 这句话的意思是大自然在给我打电话，来说快来快来，它的意思是去方便的意思啊。我说，Hey， what's your hobby？ What do you like to do？ 你有什么爱好吗？啊，你有什么业余爱好没有？我会说，我喜欢 drink beer。 喝啤酒，你的这个爱好可太奇怪了。Why? Well, every weekend I drink beer as nature intended. 啊，这个人很幽默，很诙谐。他的找了个自己找了个借口，他明明是很贪杯，他却说，我每个周末都要喝啤酒，因为身体需要，是本能的反应。好了，这个词组还是很有用，很有趣味的，把它拿下。
What's a fantastic view, huh? Now, if you will excuse me, I must go do as nature intended. Pardon me.
来，现在我们来带你进入经典对白。下面这个片段里面呢，你会看到，哎，我们的女主人公 Kate 和她的那个未婚夫有一个浪漫名字的那个 Charlie， 他们两个人曾经是非常甜蜜的。 一段非常甜蜜的过去，我们的 Kate 更是满怀憧憬，希望早一天能够重建一个，是建立一个两人的甜蜜小窝。他当时怎么也不会想到未来会发生什么。
We got a little bit to play.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. The Merediths have put their house on the market.
Why are we looking at a house we can't afford?
Sorry.
Huh?
There's something I have to tell you. Since I turned 21, I've been putting money aside every week my whole adult life into a savings account, which I then rolled into high-yield term deposits with interest rates close to 14%.
What are you talking about?
I've made us a nest egg.
How many eggs?
45,782 eggs.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
好，刚才那个片段看过了，赶快把精力收回来，赶快收回来。下面我们要教给你英语了。来看看这个片段里面我们提炼出来的第一个原点是这个短语叫 put their house on the market.
The Merediths have put their house on the market.
这个短语叫 put something on the market. If you say put something on the market means to put it up for sale. 就是我们要公开出售，卖掉。要 put something on the market. 人家都说我 Duran 非常有经商的头脑。为什么这么讲？因为 I put all of my old textbooks on the market for the new students. 上大学的时候，每到暑假我就最忙的，因为我把我旧的这个课本都整理出来，摆出来卖给新年级的学生。好，听好了这个句子，叫 I put all of my old textbooks on the market， 要卖了。Put on the market， 卖给谁 ？For the new students。
The high yield term deposits with interest rates close to 14%.
What are you talking about?
I've made us a nest egg.
How many eggs?
45,782 eggs.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
回到现场，第二个部分，第二个原点，刚刚讲过的这个片段里面呢，是这个句子叫 I've made us a nest egg.
I've made us a nest egg.
好，我们要教教你这个词叫 a nest egg. OK, this phrase means a large sum of money or assets. Now one saves up to start a family. 这个词来看很有意思， egg 是鸡蛋，爱吃吗？ Nest 是巢穴，你把鸡蛋里面啊，你把这个巢穴里面装满了鸡蛋，干嘛去？要去卖，能够赚大钱卖鸡蛋。我对这个意思的意思，这个词组的意思是表示 a nest egg 积蓄或者一个人的储备金，将来干大事情呢，我要储蓄一些钱。那么这些钱我们叫 a nest egg。哎，你知道吗 ？Brand， 哎，他不仅会卖东西，而且他有全世界最棒的爸妈。为什么这么讲？因为你来看这个句子 ，His parents saved money for him since he was six, so he would have a nice nest egg by the time he was 25. 好，这句话的意思是，为什么说他父母最好？因为六岁的时候开始，他爸妈就开始帮他存钱 ，save money。这样的话，他25岁之前，他就已经有了一大笔钱，非常的可观。So have a nice nest egg.
We got a little bit to play.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. The Merediths have put their house on the market.
Why are we looking at a house we can't afford?
Sorry.
Huh?
There's something I have to tell you. Since I turned 21, I've been putting money aside every week my whole adult life into a savings account, which I then rolled into high-yield term deposits with interest rates close to 14%.
What are you talking about?
I've made us a nest egg.
How many eggs?
45,782 eggs.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
好，哎，我们下面又到了 quick review 的时间，来回顾一下今天教的语言点，好吧？在日语里面，我们学了一个词是跟大自然有关系的，那个词是表示本能的要求、本能的需求，你自己控制不住的。那个短语叫 as nature intended。为什么要抽烟 ？As nature intended。你喝酒喝得很凶啊 ？As nature intended。以后你在讲外语的时候，不是。是讲中文的时候，你有感觉到总觉得很吃力，为什么？因为你脑子里面总在想，我看了东北英语，我也要说英语。那么那个时候你在讲外语的时候，就是 as nature intended. I hope so anyway. 好，再往下面我们进入今年对外以后学了一个点，叫把什么卖掉。我的这件 T 恤穿了不止一次了吧？你有没有看腻？如果你看腻了，没问题，我马上就让 Angela 去把它 put it。On the market， 把它卖掉，500块，那么贵，怎么办？名人穿过的当然贵。好，那么你就要回去以后 save money， 赶快跟爸爸妈妈说，或者跟孩子讲，要赶快存钱去买 Duran 的那个 black T-shirt， 因为存钱了的时候，存到一定的时候，你就会有一个 a nest egg。如果是更多的钱，我们有一个形容词可以修饰这个 nest egg， 叫 a nice nest egg， 表示你的储备金会很多。花几百块不在话下。好了，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song "Eyes on the Prize" from the movie Green Card. Green Card is about a French man who goes to America to marry an American woman he doesn't really know in order to get a green card, which is American citizenship.At first, the couple don't like each other very much, but eventually they do fall in love. However, at this point, the authorities find out that it's a fake marriage, and so they now have to be separated. This song, Eyes on the Prize, expresses how they feel when they find out that they can't be together anymore.
Sometimes hard, and sometimes cold, times are mean.
Sometimes hot and sometimes cold doesn't mean hot and cold. It actually means sometimes good and sometimes bad. Sometimes I'm in, sometimes I'm out. Being in means you're focused and you're here. Being out means you're not thinking right, you're not here. So here they're saying sometimes I'm okay, sometimes I'm not okay. No, I haven't had much to eat. That's easy, I haven't eaten anything.Lord knows, God knows, I haven't had much sleep, you know. It means they're so sad they haven't really been sleeping. Keep your eyes on the prize. In this case, the prize means the goal, and the goal is to be together. So even though they're sometimes hot, sometimes good, sometimes cold, sometimes bad, they're saying keep your eyes on the prize. So no matter how you feel, remember what the goal is.Now you know, Eyes on the Prize. Let's listen to the song together and join us again tomorrow on Action English.
Sometimes hot and sometimes cold.